Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. Yes, I will. And I magnify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Come on, everyone, let's enter in this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God all praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come thanking you for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you want upon us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves as humble as we know how, oh God. Oh, Lord God, we come to receive right now, God, Lord. So we ask in Jesus' name, open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come casting all our fears and burdens down this morning. And we leave it at your feet, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we come, oh God, by faith this morning, do a new thing in us, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we repent right now and we turn back to you, oh God, asking to receive by faith forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown sins, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgression and trespasses and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hyssop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Restore us, oh God, to the joy of your salvation, Father God. Baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and with your fire, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, move mighty in the presence of God. Oh God, in the life of your children, oh God, touch right now. Touch and heal right now, Lord. Touch and deliver right now. Touch and set us free, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we need to hear from you right now. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now that's trying to speak. We command you to shut up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and come out of our conscience. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you have given us the power and the authority to speak to the thing, oh God, it shall be. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, you know, oh God, as we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and the truth, oh God, we ask for divine guidance this morning. We ask to receive right now by faith divine direction and instruction, Father God, from you on what to do, oh God. Where to go, what to say, oh God. We surrender our will over to your will, oh God. We bind our mind right now to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Yes, Shataya. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on, everybody. Open up your mouth, church, and just praise him right now, right where you are. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling right now, decree and declare over yourself. Victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we are victorious through Christ. We are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus who has saved us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us all on today, oh Lord. Help us right now, God. Send your help, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We thank you, Father God, for encountering your warrant angels around us to protect us in all our ways, oh God. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we love you and we need you. Oh, Lord, we stand on your promises this morning, Father God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We stand on your promise, oh God, that we are healed by the stripes, amen, of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We stand on your promise, oh God, that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh God. We stand on your promise, oh God, that you are a way maker, oh God. Our promise keeper and our light in the darkness, oh God. We stand on your promises today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you send your son Jesus to save us, oh God, that we are saved right here, right now, today, by faith, and we thank you. Lord, we love you. Oh, Father God, we love you, and we need you, oh God. We come asking for more of you, Lord, and less of ourselves, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask right now, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory and tangible presence. Give us a fresh, new release and flow on our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill us to overflow with your favor, your compassion and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us, Father God, to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice over that of a stranger. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and our heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit clearly. Help us to be bold, confident, and obedient to do your will, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessing, and all that you have for us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, oh God, according to John 14, 13 and 14, to anoint us. Pour out your anointing on us. Right now, and we receive it, the anointing right now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things and let your love so brightly shine through us, oh God, and to others as an act of worship to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the lost this morning, oh God, that they may be found, oh God, that you will send your anointed ones, oh God, to see about the lost today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, we all need you. We all need you, Heavenly Father. We all need you right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, emotions, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. And we receive your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. God, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We give it all over to you. And every prayer we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for this day and this hour, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies right now, that we decree and declare that we are healed, we are delivered and set free and blessed by you, Father God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We cancel every assignment of a wicked one. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against our mind, right, our soul, and spirit, against our family members and loved ones, oh God, right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare victory over our lives, victory over our spiritual life and wealth, victory over our marriages, victory over our relationships, victory over our finances and ministries. We declare and declare victory right now, and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about our life. Because Father God, you are good. You are better than good, oh God, and we thank you for your goodness' sake. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for restoration right now. Let divine restoration come right now, oh God, in every area of our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch the dry places of our life, oh God, and cause water to spring up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now, every spirit of division, every spirit of fear, every spirit of worry and anxiety, oppression, depression. We come against it right now, every familiar spirit, every lying spirit, manipulative spirit, lust and perversion spirit. We come against it right now, every spirit of rebellion, stubbornness. We come against every spirit of gossip. We come against every spirit of disobedience. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of anger. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, baptize us right now with your Holy Ghost and with your fire. Come on. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God. We call the spirit of man and woman to come forth, oh God. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit to convict that man and that woman, oh God, that have strayed away, oh God, to come back into the fold. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they are protected, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for our nation this morning. We pray for every child around the world, oh God, every man and every woman, oh God, right now. We lift up every apostle of yours, oh God, every pastor of yours, every preacher and teacher, every prophet and prophetess and evangelist. We lift them up right now, every missionary around the world of yours, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, help, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare that breakthrough has come today. We decree and declare that better days are here, that we are walking in the overflow of blessings and favor of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, no more devil will you operate in our lives. No longer will we listen to the enemy as he speaks. No more will we declare and declare what the devil says. No more will we declare and declare what the word of God says. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your word. When we know your word is true, you sent your word to save us. And we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we love you. We ask for more of you today. More of you today, oh God, and less of ourselves. More of you, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. And we just want to say thank you. We give it all over to you, Father God. Put it all in your hands, oh God, for your word to cast your cares upon you because you care. And we come to do that on today. And we pick up the peace that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we're going to stay right there, Heavenly Father. We're going to stay right there, keeping our minds stayed on you, oh God, because we know that there's peace when we keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, we ask right now, remove every delay to our healing. Remove every delay to our blessing, oh God. Remove every stumbling block that's in the way to our blessing and healing, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let us receive the miracle of healing, the miracle of being set free and delivered, the miracle of being blessed beyond measure, blessed beyond man's expectation, oh God, blessed beyond the possibility of man, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Jesus, Lord, we ask that you touch that we have, the little bit that we have, oh God, and make it more than enough. But we know you to be God of more than enough. And we just want to say thank you. Teach us to lend, oh God, for you made us the lender and not the borrower. Oh Lord, bless us, oh God. When you're blessing, oh God, bless us. When you multiply, multiply us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. For we know all things good coming from you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. How many love? How many you truly love, God? How many are you willing to give it all over today? And trust God with everything that you have. And everything that you are, good, bad, ugly, or other. How many today are ready to say, God, I give it all over to you? How many are ready to sell out to God? Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the children of God, born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, that we are the head and not the tail, that we're on top and not beneath, amen, that we don't owe anyone nothing but to love them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're saints with the Lord and we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We decree and declare, amen, that we are holy, 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 because God has made us holy. And we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life, because we have you, Father God, and that you have divinely intervened on our behalf and all that we have petitioned in prayer, God. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now, we always go from glory to glory to glory. How many know that we're going from glory to glory to glory by your faith moving it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? And we thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. All that we love, all that we're concerned about, and all that we prayed about this morning, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now. The blood covenant, Psalm 91, the healing balm of Gilead over us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things the same. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all, it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. We're going to do something different. We're going to open up our mics this morning. I want to hear you all just shout. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Dillard. Good morning, Evangelist Kim. Good morning, Minister Lon Green and your family. Good morning, Sister Henderson. Good morning, Sister Connie Norman. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. So I'll call your name this morning. Just give everybody a shout out. Amen. Just tell everybody what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Evangelist Kimberly Record, go ahead and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Sister Dilla, go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and a shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Able to call
yes.
me in my right mind. I'm here this morning on Sunday morning service. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Minister
Lynn
Green. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God all the praise. Double for your trouble. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Double for your trouble. That's right. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Evangelist Davina Dudley. Go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, church. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank God for waking me up another day to trust in him more. I just thank him for new mercy and new grace. I just want to thank him for the overflow in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Henderson. And Henderson, tell me, go ahead and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for waking me up this morning and my children and to continue to help me on my walk.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Connie Norman, go ahead and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Glory, hallelujah.
Good morning.
I just want to say thank you. I had a great breathing night, slept well.
Amen.
I can already tell I'm going to have a good breathing day. I thank God for
Amen.
Every breath.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God this morning. I wanted to hear everybody's voice so you can hear each other this morning. And just thanking God for God is doing it. God has kept us. Amen. And those of you that are visiting us today, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're online in service with us, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries located in Houston, Texas. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning. My husband is Pastor Dorsey Manning, and he's here with us. Amen. Welcome, Pastor. And so we just want to welcome you all. You know, God is is doing a new thing, and it is so important. I think we need to make that part of our service. So, you know, those that want to shout out, I know they're okay with me opening up their lives and shouting out everybody else I'm not sure of, so I won't open their lives. But if you want to, press one. We want to hear from you. We want to encourage each other. I love us all, encourage yourself, but even when you can't, we're here as a church family to encourage you to keep on keeping on and trusting God to do the impossible, because we serve a God of more than enough. Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't come in and do with man what he's commanded man to do. God comes in and does the impossible. So we trust God for the impossibility. So we're here to encourage, uplift, and to love on one another right where we are. Amen. Until we get to where God has us to be. So we just thank God for everyone. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, you all, press one. We want to welcome you, me and my husband. Yes. Pastor Dorsey and Manny, we want to welcome you. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare today, this is a new month, the month of May. We decree and declare victory this month. Victory, victory, victory. And we decree and declare it's harvest time. We're harvesting the goodness of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anything that was plaguing your mind on yesterday, anything that you were dealing with before, you got in service today, we decree and declare that it is dead and it's no more a part of you. We decree and declare that we're walking in our newness. Amen. We're walking in our new life as new women and new men of God. Amen. Are you willing to put away the old man and woman today and walk in your newness? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you upset before you got in service and something that was just taking over you, can you decree and declare it is over and it is done? Amen, and receive the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, every single one. I'm Pastor Tawanika. Did such a great job this morning. We're leading a prayer and prayer petition. I do realize and recognize that every single one is in service this morning. So welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here with us.
Oh,
so we say thank God. And thank each and every one of you for your attendance,
amen,
being faithful servants. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you all know it's first Sunday, but here at the 10 a.m. service, we have communion every Sunday at 10 a.m. So if you can gather all that you would need to take communion as we prepare ourselves for communion this morning, do not go anywhere. We're going to play a song in to communion, and then we'll come back and we'll take communion. God bless you. It's so good to hear everyone, to hear my mom and my daughter and just everybody on this morning, just to hear you all's voices this something to my whole spirit. Amen. My whole spirit on the inside just to hear y'all shout this morning that God has kept you. Some people did not make it to this day. They didn't make it through the week, but we thank God that he kept us. Amen. That God counted us in for one more time. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Matter of fact, we don't know after this what's going to come, but we trust God in it all. Amen. So go ahead and grab your things for communion, whatever you have there, your cracker, your bread, your juice, your wine, and be prepared to take it after this song. We'll be right back. Amen.
Can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nothing but the blood.
Yes.
It will never lose its power.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood this morning.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of his word. Let us pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespasses, and covering us each with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleansing us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that Jesus, that you took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespass to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, marred, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken that our body may be healed. Yes, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat, for this is my body which was broken for you. And partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood was shed for us, that your blood is our atonement. Your blood, it justifies us. Your blood, it sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins. Hallelujah. All of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And all do say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. At this time, you all, we're going to have our two-song selection, and we'll be right back here for the preach message today by Pastor Tawanika Manning. So stay right there. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory.
Let me. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
Yeah,
sure.
If there's a worshiper out there that'll join me, come on, let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him.
Yeah. you are. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do, Lord. No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we have this Sunday morning, this great opportunity to pray. And we thank you, Father God, for the word that's going to go forth right now in this 10 a.m. hour. So welcome, everyone. You made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. The message will be given to you by my beautiful wife, this beautiful anointed woman of God. God has really worked with her. God is really doing a new thing in her life, and we can see this newness. So we thank you, Father, for our pastor, Pastor Taunika, this prophet of God. We thank you for her. We thank you for doing so marvelous job with her and through her with the message being led by the Holy Spirit. So everyone, receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Taunika Manning.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor right now. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Amen. It is God that has kept you and not yourself. It is God that has created you and not yourself. Yes. Amen. Can you just thank him right now, right where you are?
Yes.
Whatever you're dealing with or going through, he is still good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, because I am so excited, church, about being here this Sunday morning, for this is a new month, a new day, and God has kept us. This is the fifth month of the new year of 2021. I thank God for the new day. Amen. I thank God that he's doing a new thing in me and in you. Amen. If you're willing to receive the new thing, just open up your mouth and say, Lord, I receive the newness that you bestowed upon me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that God, do it for me. Amen. Do it for me. As our mother would say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. We love that song. We don't want to be left out when God is doing it. Don't we all want to be in? Don't we all want to be included? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without the gospel public ministry and all that's a part of this ministry. Amen. Oh, we just thank God this morning. I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. Amen. There's a praise on the inside that I just can't keep to myself.
Yes,
I'm not stirring up in the depths of my soul.
Hallelujah.
The song says, oh, excuse me.
Yes.
If I seem a little giddy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. It's strange. Praise is the way I say things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done. Amen. And all that you are doing and all that you are about to do in this Sunday service. Amen. We ask that you just have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, and lead us in this service. Amen. Let all open up to receive it. Lord, open up the channels of our spirits so that we can receive from you great and mighty the word that's going to go forth. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise on over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everyone, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare you shall be on the throne of my life and over in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life, and I thank you. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, O God. Let us receive our daily bread here and serve us today, that our spiritual banners be full. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank God, my God, my God. Whew, I'm so excited. Today, you all, the message is win. Go in with a mindset. See, when I think about winning, you all, when I think about winning, understanding, see, many come to play the game, but do you have those that come to win? How many come to win? Some people, they just go to play. You can tell who came to win and who just came to play. We come to win, amen? There's a spiritual warfare that's going on, and we come to win that spiritual warfare, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, did you come to win or did you just come to play?
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. See, the winner, they don't play the same as the player. See, the winner, they play to win. Amen. The player just play to play. So we come to win.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But you got to have a winning attitude. You can't come in wavering, hallelujah, in your faith to win. You got to come in believing that no matter what, I'm going to win. No matter what, the game is already mine. I come in winning. I'm victorious in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't come in a winner and leave a loser. I come in a winner and I leave a winner. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The message today is a win. You got to stop up declaring defeat over yourself. You got to declare, what else can happen? What else can go wrong? You got to declare, I'm victorious. I'm a winner. I'm holding a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to know you are the winning side.
Hallelujah.
See, they know when the winner come in, they walk is different. Amen. That talk is driven. Amen. See, when you're playing against a winner, hallelujah. You gotta watch how the winner play. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey. They're watching you. They're sitting there calling. They're trying to see your plan and trying to see how you go home. But the winner always got something up their sleeve. Amen. My Lord, because they're aware. They're already prepared. They don't come in unprepared. They understand how the enemy operates. They understand how the other team is going to come. They understand who the strong man is. The strong hold. They know to go to the level, go to the winner. Go in from there. In order to distract the enemy, go in on the backside. I want you to know you go to clear the call that you are a winner. And go in winning. Come out winning. Speak winning. Train winning. Walk winning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, your speech got to be a speech of a winner.
Yes.
My God, my God, my God.
Your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to the Bible here. In the book of John 16:33. See, I'm a winner. I don't look at my life as a defeat. I don't look like when I go through something that I'm being defeated. Amen. I'm just being sharpened. So when I stick, it's going to make an effect. It's going to cut some stuff up. My Lord, my God. Come on. The book of John 16:33, if you come with me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come get what you came for, amen. John 16:33, if you follow me over in the Bible, in John 16:33, and I'll repeat it again, amen. John 16:33, amen. The Bible says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Who are you in and who is in you? I hear you keep saying, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But why are you going in losing and coming out a loser? Why are you not going in winning and coming out winning? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because he who is in you is greater than he that's in the world, and he that is in you is an overcomer of the world. So you already winning.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says tribulations will come. Yeah, you're going to go through some things. The enemy going to try everything. But you're going to succumb to the enemy tactics and plans and trickery of the devil. You step on the devil's neck and you declare that I'm a winner.
Hallelujah.
Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And that I serve, amen. He that I serve is more than a cover. He's already covered the world. So why am I going out defeated? Why am I coming in defeated? What has already been done?
Hallelujah.
This is the trickery of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
To try to tell winners that they're losers.
Yeah.
Trying to tell you, you ain't won. Trying to tell you to look at you. You ain't a winner. Winner don't look like that. A winner don't do this and that. How much you got to give them the word of the Lord. The Lord our God. Amen. I am a winner. Because Jesus has overcome the world. Because Jesus is more than a God. And I am in him and he is in me.
Amen.
I want you to understand there's a spiritual warfare that's going on.
Amen.
See, the enemy, you've been allowing the enemy to speak to you too long and too much. You've been allowing the enemy to get in your ear, amen. You've been running after the enemy's joys and plans for you. You've been running after that. You've been seeking that instead of seeking you first the kingdom of God and all his grace and all that. Everything you need, God has it for you. But then the enemy, he likes to leave things in your face, like to dangle things in your face and make you think that you don't have enough. Huh?
My Lord, my God.
But as winners, we don't fall for the trickery. We don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Amen. We don't fall when the quarterback acting like he gonna pass it off to the right man. I'm not in the good of football, but you know, we call it the play action. We don't fall for that because we already know the trickery of the enemy. Amen. We already know what he gonna do. We know everything. He doesn't do anything different.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. We know the same thing using different people.
That's right.
My Lord, my God.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. I want you to understand, to win in any war, we need to ask three crucial questions. Who is my enemy? What are the weapons? And where is the battlefield? Come on, church. I need y'all to walk with me on this one today. I'm going to teach and I'm going to preach. Amen. See, hallelujah, our enemy, or your enemy, is the defeated foe. When we look in the book of Colossians, chapter 2 and 15, and I want you to go with me to a few of these chapters on today, not all, but just a few, and then you can go to the others on your own time for the sake of time, amen? The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 15, hallelujah, hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made, hallelujah, a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. When? What is it saying? When? What does it say? When? You are a winner.
My Lord.
You are a winner.
Yes.
You are a winner. No. Yes, you are. I don't know. The devil is a liar. You are a winner.
Yes.
I don't care how many times you say, oh, get back up. You are a winner. Winner, get up. Winner, walk. Winner, run. Come on, winner.
Amen.
It says right here.
Amen.
He has triumphed over them all.
Amen.
Who are the principalities, you all, in power?
Yes.
See, some suggest that has been made, including demonic powers and the gods and the powerful nations and angels and how regarded by the teachings of others of the government of Rome at that time and the principalities and powers of problems, not the demonic forces, you all, but more, you all, likely that they're the angels who were mediators of the wrong. I need you to understand this, that Lucifer was an angel.
Uh-huh.
Lucifer was an angel, you all.
Uh-huh.
Just like Michael and Gabriel, he was an angel just like them. I want you to understand, Lucifer just created a being of an angel who was no more powerful than Michael or Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
He led a field of rebellion, and it was thrown out of heaven and is now stripped of his power.
Amen.
How does he get this power? Because he needs you. He needs someone that don't believe that they're a winner so he can use them. He's got to have somebody that he can use.
Yes.
When we look in the book of Hebrews 2 and 14, God said, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
Amen.
See, the only weapon he has against us, you all, is deception. And the only power he has is what we give him.
Hallelujah.
Winners giving a loser power to win.
Amen.
Winners, we giving the loser, the devil, power to win.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're giving them the power because we got that winning power.
Yes.
You giving the loser winning power.
Hallelujah.
To win.
Hallelujah.
My God. See, the enemy's most powerful weapon, y'all, was the one he used both in the Garden of Eden and in the wilderness against Jesus. What is said nine words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Come on, he's a father of lies.
Yeah.
Nine words. So all he's going to give you a word to deceive you, to set you up, to set you back.
My Lord, my God.
He's going to give you words to kill you, to destroy you.
Uh-huh.
Come on, that's it.
Amen.
That's it. Just for you all. When his future was at stake, you all, and he needed to pull out his big guns, and all he had was his words, lies, and deception.
Yeah.
Did God really say that?
Yeah.
Are you really
uh-huh.
who God says you are? Can you really trust God uh-huh. for this?
Yeah.
Come on. We're talking about cancer.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about diabetes. You can't be here. We're talking about what man say.
Uh-huh. Amen.
What you can see.
Amen.
Look at what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Look what they're telling you. Can you really trust God
yeah.
to do this for you?
Nobody
look
does.
At you.
Hallelujah.
It's your nasty self. Look at you. Look at your past. Uneducated. Look at you. You look at them. Look at God. When everybody's trying to tell you to look at this, you look at God. The Bible says, keep your eyes stayed on me and I'll keep you in perfect peace.
Amen.
You all, victory depends on us choosing who we will listen to and believe.
My Lord, my God. Hallelujah.
Come on, the enemy is talking, God is talking too, but who will you listen to and who will you believe?
Hallelujah.
See, the enemy operates with his subtle tactics, you all.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in James 4:7, it says that therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Here in James 4:7, it promises that if we resist the devil, he will flee. But first, the first half of this verse holds the key to our success. It holds the key to our win. It holds the key to our victory. Submit yourselves to God.
Amen.
If we want to have victory, y'all,
yeah.
over the enemy, there are five specific heart issues that we need to guard against to prevent him from sneaking his way into our lives. One, harboring anger. Harboring anger. I mean, you anger for years, harboring anger against someone. You refuse to let go. I ain't, I won't, I can't, but that's just me, and that's how it's going to be. No, no, that's not a winner. See, that's not a winner talking. That's a loser.
Hallelujah.
That's a loser. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:26-27, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give way to the devil. So you all, it is possible to be angry and sin not. But if we refuse, and I say it again, but if we refuse to release our anger to God and instead allow it to lodge in our heart, we give the devil an opportunity to gain a foothold within us. So now we've given our winning power to the loser who is now winning.
Hallelujah.
He's around here walking like a winner, knowing he's a loser, knowing he's already been defeated. But we, hallelujah, we have decided to give him winning power.
Yes.
My Lord.
Amen.
And to indulge in anxiety.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Romans 14:23, but he who don't is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. So whatever is not from faith is sin. So when we worry, we are telling God that we don't trust him to care for us. And we don't have faith that he will cause all things to work together for our good. And without faith, we cannot please God.
My Lord.
The Bible tells us that without faith, we cannot please God. But we are winners. Win, my people, win.
Yeah.
Have a winning attitude. And three, you are entertaining fear.
Yes.
Entertaining fear. Hebrews 2:15 says, and hallelujah, and release those who fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to say that again. And release those who fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, fear is simply having more faith in the enemy to harm you than in God to keep and protect you. And your faith opens the way for Satan to have his way in your life. My Lord.
Amen.
Some of us have faith in the fear.
Amen.
We have faith in the fear and we don't have faith in God.
Amen.
And number four, you all, is embracing unforgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Embracing.
Hallelujah.
Unforgiveness. I want you to understand, Jesus makes it very clear that because we have been forgiven so much, we don't have the option of not forgiving everyone of everything. So if we harbor unforgiveness, the door is open to pain and the enemy is allowed to enter our lives because we're operating in unforgiveness.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're allowing the enemy to have this kind of power, winning power over our minds, winning power. When we have a power, you don't have no power, but we've given them winning power. My Lord.
Amen.
The next few all is accepting false guilt. Number five, accepting false guilt. Refusing to forgive ourselves for something which we have already confessed.
Yeah.
Come on now, that we've already confessed, you all. Tell them out for assuming that our sin is so more powerful than the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing that you have done cannot be cleansed by the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. We must never give the enemy the satisfaction of accepting his accusations rather than the declaration of no condemnation from our Lord.
Amen.
There's no condemnation in Christ, you all.
Hallelujah.
Win. Win because you are a winner. Win running the race of a winner. Win, win, win because God is. Victorious. You all, when we submit ourselves to God, live in obedience to the Spirit and abide in Christ, Satan has no power and cannot touch us because he can't even find us. We're hidden under the shelter of God's wing, according to Psalm 91. Amen. We never empower the enemy by believing he is big or fearful. We walk as a child of light. Amen. And light fears no darkness.
Hallelujah.
Light fears no darkness. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? See, there are several battlefields in this war, you all. Our mind, one. Our heart and our body and the land.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again, you all. There are several battlefields in this war. And with the starts in our mind and in our heart and our body and the land that we live in.
Amen.
See, our weapons include taking thoughts captive.
Yes.
Living in kingdom emotions. Amen.
Amen.
Not worldly emotions. Living in kingdom emotions and casting out demons and the sword of the Spirit, prayer and fasting. Amen. We are winners for win today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on. See, we got to decree and declare that my mind abides in thoughts of hope because of all the blessings and resources God has made available. We got to decree and declare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our heart is filled with love and compassion and that we walk in the truth and that we are pure and blameless because of Christ's righteousness. Amen. That we are righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And if we see it, we immediately ask for forgiveness and we receive his cleansing blood and we see ourselves once again wearing his cloak of righteousness. Amen. We got to declare and declare that we are peacemakers and we shield ourselves from doubt by walking in faith. Amen. And not walking by sight. Amen. We pray in the Spirit constantly. Hallelujah. And we choose to flow and pray as the Spirit leads us to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Can you decree and declare that you are a winner today and that you are winning?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Decree and declare that I win the battle of my mind. Hallelujah. For so we walk in the flesh, you all. We do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. So pulling down strongholds. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. See, Satan whispers in our minds and come as spontaneous thoughts which line up with his character as revealed in his name. Because he is a loser. See, he is the accuser. Amen. See, he wants your winning power so that he can win on the minds of the believer, win on the minds that are weak, but you got to declare that I'm a winner.
Amen. He is the accuser, the father of lies, you are, the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy our faith, the hope in him and our hope and our love. But he needs you. He needs the power of the winner. Because without that, he stays the loser. That he's trying to portray to be the winner, but he's always been the loser. So we look for and expel from our mind every thought which is accusive, you are accusative and adversarial, you are. It's only a partial truth, you are, and which steals our faith, our hope, and our love. So we replace these with God's spontaneous flowing thoughts, amen, which we use as a sword. According to Ephesians 6 and 17, by believing them, amen, and picturing them, amen, and then we speak them, amen. Hallelujah. We speak only life over ourselves. We don't speak death and destruction. You don't say, I think I'm about to die. I think my time has come right now. And, I just feel like death is on. And I feel like the devil is on my back. You got to speak life over yourself. You got to have a speech of a winner because you're a winner in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Speak only life over yourself. Only words which line up with scripture. Becoming aware of the thoughts of your mind. Amen. And taking authority over them is a mighty weapon that will bring victory in every area of your life. You have to decree and declare, I win the battle over my heart. I live in the kingdom. I live in kingdom emotions. We got to live in the kingdom emotions, not worldly emotions. We got to live in kingdom emotions of joy and peace, amen, by hearing the words of, hallelujah, of our wonderful counselor, giving, hallelujah, giving us his perspective on each situation. Hallelujah. We always see Jesus at our side, amen, and watch his response up so we know how we are to respond. We see and we hear and we do, amen. We rest in peaceful places, amen, because we go to see saying that in the name of Jesus, that's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus in our mind as we breathe in his spirit and every breath that we take, Jesus.
Yes.
We win the battle in our body. Jesus indicated that sickness is the work of Satan. I want you to understand, don't believe what the devil is saying, that, oh, Lord, why would you put this on me? No, Joel Holland, Lord, why would you do this? God, would you do this to me? And God did not do that. He allowed Job to go through to bring him out.
Hallelujah.
This is from Satan. Jesus indicated that sickness is the work of Satan. So every day that you walk in health, amen, that we walk in health, you are, every time we defeat sickness in our body, we have destroyed a work of the enemy, amen, and achieved a victory for the kingdom of God, amen. Win!
Amen.
See, sometimes Jesus healed the sick by casting out demons. Some of us are dealing with demons right now, and he gave us authority to do the same. We have the power and authority right now to speak to that thing and command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. But you got to speak with the voice of a winner.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand the Bible clearly declares that there is more than one way to be healed. According to 1 Corinthians 12 and 28, see, learning how to effectively operate in the realm of miracles and knowing what God's gifts of healings are so we can apply them as necessary or powerful weapons of war.
Yeah.
I want you to notice gifts and healings are both plural. So explore all means of wellness which are compatible with Scripture and use them as directed by the Spirit. See, one of those gifts of healing is fasting. Trying Daniel's 10-day fast, you all, or 40 days of fasting, or 3 days of fasting, you all, it reduces our immune system. Fasting not only heals your body, but it enhances your spiritual power as well, making you a formidable, you are, overcomer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to understand, some of us not called to a 40-day fast. Some of us is just 3 days. Some of us is just 12 hours or 24. But don't get it misconstrued, but fasting brings healing. Fasting brings deliverance. Amen. Fasting, you all, increase our spiritual growth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Win. We win the battle over curses, you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A curse may come upon a person, you all, or locality, you all. A curse without cause does not alight. So make sure that there are no open doors in your life which will create a legitimate you all, because the enemy can operate in your life with legal grounds to operate. What doors do you have open? Hatred, fear, worry. What doors have you given the enemy access into your life through? I want you to understand, what's really going on and that you are a winner. You're already a winner in Christ Jesus. Don't let the enemy continue to lie to you. Don't let the enemy continue to talk to you. You got to silence the mouth of the evil speaker in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You're a winner. You're a winner. Yes, you are. You're a winner. Right where you are a winner. And we thank God for Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We thank God for Jesus. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one today. There might be one that realizes that right there where you at right now, that you have not been winning because you've been living a life of a sinner. And you do realize that today, that Jesus Christ have already won. And because he have already won, you desire to be right there where he is, that's in rest, and that's in that place of honor. Hallelujah. Will you come today? Will you accept Jesus Christ into your life today as your personal Lord and Savior? For every single body that is in Christ, you are victorious. You are victorious in every single area of your life because Jesus Christ is victorious. He obtained victory right there at the cross when he said it is finished. Hallelujah. When he hung his head and died and went to hell for you and rose again and from there ascended into heaven. That means that Jesus Christ is victorious. So those of us who enter into this great, this ever so great salvation, you too are victorious because you're seated right there with Christ Jesus. Will you come today? Will you press one today? It's very simple prayer, which is the most important thing a human being would ever do in their life. It's being born again. Will you come today? Will you be born again today? The doors of the church are open for you. Come now while you still have time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be one. Hallelujah. You have already prayed this prayer of salvation. So your spirit has already been made perfect. So here it is, that your soul is still in that place to where you're still being beat down. You're still in that place where you're still thinking like the old man or the old woman that died with you today. Hallelujah. You had your mind stayed on Christ when you were early in your walk with him, but some things have happened in life that have called you to regress and transgress. But we thank God. We thank God that we have a Savior. We have a champion that's on the inside. Will you come today? Will you give it all over to Jesus? See, everybody say to this, God, I love you. These are the ones that don't worry. These are the ones that put it all on God. Will you come today? Will you put it on God? Said, cast all your cares on me because I am the one that cares for you. Will you come today? See, the God we serve is a God of grace, God of mercy, and God of truth. But see, by your faith, you come and you put it all on Jesus because he is the one that cares for you. There may be one that's needing some type of deliverance today. You may need some deliverance from some type of sickness. You may need some deliverance from some type of depression or some oppressor. Hallelujah. There may be something that's going on in your marriage right now, and you need prayer, you need help. Hallelujah. Something may be going on with your finances. You need help. Will you come today? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something may be going on in your life or your children. Will you come today? Hallelujah. While you still have time. See, we don't make up excuses. Excuses are for losers. And we are winners. We are winners because we're in Christ Jesus and we are victorious. But you got to bring it to them and not harbor it and hold on to it yourself. There might be one. Will you press one today? Will you press one on your phone today? Even if you are online, will you call in or text in? Whatever, there is no distance in spirit. See, God is ready to meet you right there where you are right now. And he's ready to meet you with love. But will you accept the love of God? Hallelujah. There may be one that's looking for a church home. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for showing up to Sunday service. See, Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. Because we love you. We love you like God has showed us how to love you. And that's that unconditional love, agape love. We're going to love you through the lenses like the Holy Spirit showed us how to love, a supernatural love. Not like the world say to love. Not sometime and not wavering. But we're going to love you always. Even if you don't love us, we're still going to love you because we are commanded to. Will you come today? We welcome you to fellowship with us. We welcome you to commune with us. Today, will you come today? We welcome you to be a part of God's body with us. There might be one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless everyone. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. Once again, we just thank God. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offerings at this time. Amen. If you have those available, if you've sent those over already, and Pastor Chantel at Cash App. We're just using the Cash App at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have those. Again, it's Pastor Chantel, P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Dear Jesus, make us an initiative for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. And we thank you, Lord God. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Oh, Lord, help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not through frugality, O God, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, you all, we're going to have our announcements from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Bradford. Evangelist Kim? Evangelist Kim? The announcements? Hello, Evangelist Kim? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with the line there. All right, we'll go ahead and give the announcement. Amen. We just thank God. The announcement today, May 2nd, 2021, here at the Gospel Brothers Ministries with Pastor Tawanika and Dorsey Manning, or senior pastors. Father God, we thank you. Mondays, you all, we have our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. So because we're in our 31 days of prayer,
at 12 midnight. So we're actually going to be on at 12 instead of 9 through the month of May. So from May 1st to May 31st, we're in our intercessory prayer, declaring the crown in harvest time, harvesting the blessings and the favor of God and the miracles of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you can join us at 12 midnight every night, the month of May. And the number, our prayer line is 732-434-2510. Again, the number is 732-434-2510. And we've already gotten started, you all. We started on May 1st. And so we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to meet and such in agree. There's power in agreement. Amen. On Wednesdays, we have our Bible study at 7 o'clock here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And then Saturdays, we have our lead lesson teachings. We just wrapped up Understanding the Holy Spirit. On next Saturday, we'll be covering Understanding the Angels and what the Bible says and having a breakdown of the truth and the lie. So join us for the lead lessons on Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. On our church line here at 845-277-9213. And Sunday we have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 o'clock service Central Standard Time here on our church line. Hallelujah. And we have a shout that's hosted by yours truly, Providence Teacher and Sal Manning. I host a shout Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. Join us and shout with us, giving God our praise, glory, and honor on a shout. It's a time for praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the word of God. So join us from 12 to 12:30 Central Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. We'd love to have you here on our church line at 845-277-9213. I believe we have a play this month. Amen. In the month of May, we've been talking about the play, The Holding Tank, starring Pastor Doris Manning and myself, Evangelist Kimberly Rufford, and a group of other talented people. We've got children. Amen. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Sister Jamel Henderson is also starring in the play as well. Sorry, Sister Henderson. She's actually starring in the play on May 15th, The Holding Tank. So we're looking forward to that. And if you want to get your tickets, you all let us know. We'll get those for you. They're pre-selling at $25. And $35 at the door, and VIP is $50. Amen. So we are, once again, we just thank God for the opportunity to be able to bring such a ministry through theater, and bring in the funny. You know, we all need it. It's a time for laughter. We all need to laugh. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so we want to celebrate our May birthdays this month. Sister Dillard, happy birthday. Sister Dillard is celebrating her birthday here come May 7th, she'll be celebrating her birthday, so we just want to wish her a happy birthday. Amen. And she's having a get-together party for her birthday coming up next weekend, so we look forward to celebrating her day with her. And then we have our little ones here, Sister Jamel Henderson and Brother Della Priest Henderson Sr. There's two children, Imani on the 22nd and Dakota on the 30th. Those are our little gospel public ministry children, our babies of the ministry. And I think Dakota will be 2 or 3, and Imani, I believe, will be 6. You can correct me, Sister Henderson, on the ages. I'm not sure. I'll say 5 and 6, or won't be 2 and then turning 3. But they're some sharp little children. We love our children. Amen. And I believe that's all we have for you. It's your anniversary. Happy anniversary, everyone. Happy anniversary.
Amen.
My husband and I will be making some calls out, so be expecting a call from us just to check on you. Y'all lift up Sister Sharon Mackey. If you can't, give her a call. Let her know we're thinking about her, that we love her, and we just wait for her to come on back in. So we always want to make sure that we are, you know, whether we're connected with one another, we're seeing about one another, checking on each other. It's so important. Let them know we love you. Whatever it is you're going through, we're here. Come on back in so we can help. Whatever it is, don't isolate yourself. Amen. God bless everyone.
Yeah.
I hope I got everything on the announcements today. Pastor, did that sound all right?
I think you covered every single thing. I'm glad how you said that. You know, reach out to your friends and your family members, those that who do attend Sunday service. If you realize that they have not been, you know, call and check on them. So I definitely, I think you covered it all, you know, because we are all one in the body of Christ Jesus. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ through his blood. So amen. I think you got it all. Amen.
Amen. Be reconciled, you all. If there's anything that you're harboring, you know, any unforgiveness or whatever, be reconciled, you know, and be at peace with one another. And that is my prayer for everyone, that we can be at peace and just get back to loving each other. Amen. Don't give the enemy your winning power, because he knows he's a loser. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we'll release the pastor's blessing here. Join us at 2 p.m. today, if you like. Pastor Manning will be preaching at the 2 o'clock service, and we're looking forward to the word that's going forth in our 2 o'clock service. Amen. Father God, we thank you for one more time, Father God, here in Sunday service. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving mighty here on today, that your word went forth, that all will receive and be changed by the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you all here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. Amen. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe in true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, we'll have our benediction from Pastor Manny.
Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to reach you right there where you are. And I do pray also that you was able to receive that message that was given to us by our pastor, Tawanika Manning. Amen. And I made a God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God
amen,
bless every
amen.
Single one. We definitely pray that you have a blessed day. If you're here in Houston, you know, the sun is shining so good. So stay in that place of being a winner today and every single day. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you.
Hallelujah.
And may God keep you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray just for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll